Hey boss, hey, it's official. We are on day number 3 of the Create a Paid Newsletter Profit Plan Project, right? I want you to work on tapping into your profit potential. So we've been taking these past days to talk about when it comes to generating revenue from a paid newsletter, starting with your revenue roadmap, your profit potential, and the different types of paid newsletters you can produce, right? Today, what I want to do is to talk to you about 5+ fire ways to get paid by growing your email list. Your list is your biggest asset, and entrepreneurs do not strategically work on building their list as much as they should. Even if it's just a free list, free subscriber list, baby, it's the win-win for me. Being able to win them over with the amazing, valuable information that you share, and them feeling like it's a win for them because they feel like you care, you are a quality person, you're a credible person. So it is, again, a win-win all around. So I've got 5+ ways to create opportunities to get paid by growing your email list strategically. I'm going to cover those in more detail as part of the 6-week program, but we're going to start off with the first 2 ways today. The first way to get paid growing your email list is with a paid newsletter subscription, right? I literally talked to you yesterday about the snowball effect. So if every month, every quarter, every year, you have at least 1 paid subscription-based newsletter and you're working on getting more people, more paid subscribers in, then you're going to see more sustainable revenue come into your business, whether that is as extra income, like a side hustle, or your main income. So you ultimately want to start off by creating a paid newsletter, but being able to both rinse and repeat the process so you could create other ones beyond the first one, being able to strategically work on growing that first one and getting more actual paying subscribers in, that's the first win for you. So what kind of paid newsletter are you thinking about? Also taking the time to list out what kind of valuable pieces of content you would include in your newsletter. To be honest with you, some of you already have some amazing stuff that you could put in. You don't even know it, right? What would you do to produce it? Who would you produce it for? What would you put in it? That's one thing to consider, number one. Number two, I said there are over 5 fire ways to get paid from your list. Number 2 for me is upsell offers. So what does that mean? What's an upsell offer? Well, simply put, you've probably seen opportunities where people will show you one thing and then say, hey, by the way, if you want this, you can also buy that. If you're an Amazon shopper, they do it all the time, right? You go to a website, you go to Amazon, you say, hey, I want to buy a camera. And then they go, oh, okay, here's the camera. But guess what? People who also buy this camera, they buy this lens, they buy this tripod, they buy this starter kit, they buy this ring light, and they're upselling you on all these other things. So you go from buying a $100 camera to spending $1,000 with the camera plus accessories. I know because it happened to me. When I bought my Sony vlog camera, I bought the kit, I bought the tripod, I was all up in there, okay? Amazon, $1 billion company, they are the GOAT when it comes to upsell offers. Now, here's the deal. Whether you make a free or a paid newsletter, being able to upsell people is another way to get paid growing your list. So if you got a free newsletter, you can upsell the free subscribers to the paid newsletter. And if you have a paid newsletter, you can upsell the paid subscribers to a main offer that you sell as part of your business. So let me give you an example of that. Do you remember I said to you that I have several types of paid newsletters? And I'm going to break them down for you as part of the paid newsletter project. Whether you just watch the 1-day webinar or you participate in the 6-week training so I can help you set up your paid newsletter in 6 weeks, whichever one is up to you. But even if you just want to take this information and DIY the process, I wanted you to be able to have enough information to work towards your progress and your potential success. Okay. So that being said, I talked to you about my template club, $10. You get a set of templates every month. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, right? So for every 10 $10 sales, that's $100, okay? You only need a handful of people to start making $200, $300, $400, $500 extra. Now, the goal here is to work on making a couple of extra hundred, if not a couple of extra thousand, right? The solid benefit of not just having a one-time digital product, but a subscription-based product, is that then not only are you getting these people to pay you this amount of money, even if you just get the low end of $100, $200, or $300, they're in a subscription plan. So they're going to keep paying you that. Now, mind you, not everybody's going to stay. You will have a churn rate. People will unsubscribe. But if you consistently have people coming in as people are going out, if they go out, then you've got a snowball effect of either sustaining a certain number of subscribers or growing that number, okay? So that that profit potential can grow for you. So that's what I did when I made the $10 template kit, being able to share new templates on a month-by-month basis, $10 a month, snowballing as more people joined, more revenue coming in on a month-by-month basis, 10-10, simple tens, 10 times 10, $100 for every 10 sales, okay? I said to you, after 2 years of doing the template hub, the template club, I made the hub. Let's talk about the hub for a second. Number one, I was like, man, I have so many templates, but I've already sent them out to my subscribers, and I'm not going to put them back into the rotation because I promised new templates every month. What do I do with all of these solid templates, but they're no longer new delivery because they've already gone through the club? Make a hub. I made a digital library for members. They could go in and they could purchase the whole 100 plus templates for $100. Okay, number one. Number two, I also said, hey, I'm going to make new templates. So you could either spend $100 and get the digital library with over 100 templates, or you could spend $300 and not only can you get the base foundation of 100 templates, but then you can get the templates that I produced throughout the entirety of this year too. Before anybody gets them, you get them first and you don't have to pay extra for them because you've got the bigger bundle, right? So think about that, turning a $10 template toolkit into a $100 to $300 offer. Right? That's the upsell. You can literally get paid to grow your email list and to market to your existing subscribers, whether they are paid or free subscribers. For every 10 people that sign up to 100, that's $1,000, right? You keep doing that, you're working towards your four-figure, five-figure, six-figure sales. You're working towards either that being your primary business or you're adding on. So my paid newsletters are not my primary business. They're not. I am a web designer, so I sell my web design services, number one. I am a content coach, so I work with my private clients, helping them create content or creating it for them, okay? I create these because they are simple subscription offers that people can sign up to, and I can generate consistent subscription-based revenue to sustain my business. So if I don't have or don't want to work with new individual clients, or if I don't want to build a website, because I've phased out websites, to be honest with you. I used to build way more websites on a month-by-month basis than I do now. I still do it, but significantly less than I used to, right? Because the majority of my weekly sales comes through, number one, the weekly webinars that I do. I talk about getting paid in my pajamas. So I do weekly webinars for my current clients. Whether they watch it live or on the replay side, it is what it is. They pay for it. And I create consistent revenue through different subscription programs. Simple. Simple. I don't like expensive and I don't like complicated. You could save the overly costly, overly complicated stuff because I like to keep things simple. I say that to say this. Two things. Number one, I do have a whole training on five simple subscription programs. Paid newsletters is one of them. If you sign up to the 6-week program, you'll get to listen to that training. Number two, I also have another training on 7 digital side hustles. Paid newsletters is one digital side hustle of 7 that are proven that myself and other creatives and entrepreneurs tap into on a consistent basis. Both of those resources, the 7 digital side hustles and the simple subscription programs, as well as my series on me sharing with you the top 10 trending digital marketing strategies that you should be aware of and or implementing this year because things have changed. Those are all things that you get in addition to me showing you how to set up your own paid newsletter in 6 weeks. You get that inside the program too. I'm just saying that to you, letting you know what's available to you there, okay? Now, here, what I wanted to be able to do is to fundamentally say to you that you've got options. You've got options. So I will show you how you can monetize a free paid free newsletter and a paid one, because there may be instances where, like, if you have no subscribers, having a free one is going to be beneficial to you, if not more beneficial starting off than a paid newsletter. But both of them you can generate revenue from. So if you have a free newsletter, you're getting in new subscribers for free, and then you're strategically getting those free subscribers, a certain percentage of those people to sign up to the paid one. That's one thing. And then if you have a paid group, and then you strategically get those people to pay you for something else that's similar in relation to what they're getting in the paid subscription, that's another. So one, having a paid newsletter, that's one way you can monetize your list. The bigger the list, the better the opportunities to generate revenue through, number one. Number two, if you can strategically share an upsell offer. So whether you have something that you can upsell in the free newsletter or in the paid newsletter, that's number two, something else you can do. There are way more ways than this. I said 5+, not 5, because there's more than 5, but we go through more of these as part of the 6-week program, okay? Because I don't want to overload you. It's 3 days in this challenge. I don't want you to feel like you're overthinking and underperforming. I want you to be able to, as I like to say, KISS, K-I-S-S, keep it seriously simple. Right now, just think about your profit potential, the kind of newsletter you would put together, how much you would charge for it, what you would potentially put into it, and how you can do your due diligence of deciding if you want to, out of the gates, create something that's long-term or short-term, if you want to work on not only having the paid newsletter, but using it to strategically sell and upsell offer. These are some things I want you to think about even before, if you do decide to watch the paid newsletter project webinar workshop or the 6-week program, whether you choose to do it DWI, do it with me, or rather DWI done with you, experiencing it with us in the Sisters Sense circle, or DIY, do it yourself, just kind of take this information and run with it. I want you to be able to confidently have enough information you could work with. Okay. That's my goal during this challenge today. So first thing today, just to kind of reset the room here, we're talking about 5+ fire ways to get paid by growing your email list. I just covered 2 of those. Working strategically on your paid newsletter, getting clear about what you want that to look like, number one. Number two, potentially working on upsells, okay? One of my favorite quotes is, it's much easier to sell to somebody who has already bought from you. So you want to strategically build a customer base. Like, if you have at least 100, 500, or even 1,000+ qualified paying customers that you can sell to on the regular, you can create a sustainable business. There are influencers who have thousands of millions of followers. You literally can create a sustainable business with anywhere between 100 to 1,000 customers that consistently pay you and refer their people to you. I know that you can do it because I've done it. And I've taught clients how to do it. Okay, I've been doing this thing for 20+ years. I know it's possible. Okay, so number one, write somewhere down so you can take it to heart. Write somewhere down. Does that even make sense? Somewhere, write down. It's much easier to sell to someone who's already bought from you, okay? Number two, when it comes to making this work for you, there are so many wonderful things that you can do, right? Create a free newsletter to market the paid one. Create the paid one to market another one. One of my paid newsletters is called Moneymakers Monthly. And when people go there, they can see that they can sign up, right? And I also say, hey, if you want the Moneymakers Monthly newsletter, by the way, you don't necessarily have to sign up to this. You can get it for free if you join my Sisters Sense Circle community, which retails at $97. But right now I have a $50 instant savings so that people can get grandfathered in at the $47 level, right? So that's awesome to get $50 off. But guess what? That's me literally taking a $7 subscription program and then upselling people to the $47 program because they'll get the free newsletter plus so much more as part of This Is the Sense Circle. Okay, so there's so many ways to do this thing. Like I said, either upselling in a free newsletter or upselling in a low price point paid newsletter to something at a higher ticket price point. I've given you some examples of what I did with the Template Hub and then the Template Club versus what I do with the Money Makers newsletter, people either signing up for that at $7 or upgrading into the bigger program at $47 or $97 a month. Okay. Identifying your EIO, your easy, irresistible offer. That's what I want you to be able to do. Identifying being able to put together a practical, sustainable, easy newsletter that's simple that can work for you. Okay. Those are some things I want you to consider. So what's one thing, whether it be a free newsletter, outside of you being able to promote the paid newsletter, obviously in a free newsletter, what's one thing in a paid newsletter that you could upsell to increase your monthly profit per sales? Okay. These are things I want you to think about. Now, at the time of me creating this challenge, this weekend, I had an EIO, easy, irresistible offer that I shared with a small handful of subscribers that through that experience, I had several of my subscribers sign up and I am going to be generating an extra four figures over the course of the next 3 months because it's a 3 month subscription they signed up for. Remember, I said to you, you could do short-term or long-term subscriptions, right? They opted into a subscription that is short-term. It's $255 a month over the course of 3 months, okay? I didn't have to go out and pay for ads. I didn't have to go and, shake my booty on TikTok. All I did was send out this particular opportunity to a small group of paying subscribers within my community, and that helped me generate four figures of extra income that I will be getting in addition to all my other things over the next 3 months for those people who have opted into that three-part short-term subscription-based opportunity. Okay? So, sending an exclusive email to a handful of active subscribers over a 3-day period and turning that into four figures, that's simplicity and continuity for me. Simplicity plus continuity to me equals the key to having a real revenue strategy that can work for you. So, a little bit about me, because you already know this, but just to kind of reiterate, I'm a service-based professional. So I sell services, web and graphics design services. If you are a service-based professional, you could be doing hairstyles, but you're doing something manual and you're working with clients one by one. Maybe you are a coach, you're doing private coaching. So I'm a service-based professional. I'm a coach. I am a content creator. I am a self-published author. I am a writer. I am an information entrepreneur. I am a mommypreneur because I have my own child, right? I say that to say you probably fall into one, if not all, of the buckets that I fall into, okay? I am a diabetic. About 3 years ago, my diabetes got really bad, almost took me out. Like, I was like, Lord, take me now. Seriously, I almost lost my eyesight, but by the grace of God, I turned things around. I say that to say this. I'm in a space where now that I'm on the other side of 40, I am definitely changing things, slowing down, de-stressing a lot, and digging into simplicity a lot more than I did before, right? I was doing some smart things. I'm working even smarter and less harder than I was before, to be honest with you, right? Number one. And number two, I share that because depending upon who you are and what you want, maybe as a mommypreneur, you want more time with your kids, your family, maybe as a 9-to-5-preneur, because before I was doing this full time, 20 years ago, right, I was 24, I was 3 months pregnant, quit my job so I could move from New York to North Carolina and have my first child, right? I was a 9-to-5 entrepreneur. I took my side hustle because I was a side hustle girl, and then I turned that into a full-time gig. Maybe that's you. You are 9-to-5er looking to do your thing, your own thing full-time. A lot of the buckets that I fall into, author, coach, mommypreneur, infopreneur, 9-to-5preneur, you probably fall into. And I'm able to, with my 20 plus years of experience, not only identify with you, but actually walk you through what I did if doing some of these things is what you're trying to do as well, right? You're an author, you want to figure out how to do more beyond book sales. You're a coach, you want to do more than just working with private coaching clients. You're a service professional and you want to get out of selling services and do something that's digital, more passive. Again, these are all things that basically you can do if you tap into creating your own paid newsletter opportunity. And like I said, this is the kind of opportunity that you can build something big with a small list. You can start off with no audience and either $0 newsletter, start to strategically sell. There are so many ways to monetize a free newsletter. Just creating a paid newsletter is one thing, but it's not the only thing. Okay. So we'll definitely talk more about how you can monetize a free newsletter, either if you have one or you plan on creating a free and paid newsletter as part of the 6-week program. We'll talk about those things. But even if you have 100, 500, less than 1,000 quality customers on your list, you can generate consistent revenue. I'm going to show you how to do that as part of this experience, being able to turn the 1K into 10K, the 10K into 100K, okay? I've been at all of the points. I went from making $0 to learning how to make my first dollar online, from making my first dollar to my first 100, my first 100 to my first 1,000, my first 1,000 to my first several thousand, to being able to call my business bestie and say, baby, I hit 100K this year, okay? I've hit those milestones. I've hit those milestones. Over the years, I've been able to hit making over a million. My next goal is to make 7 figures in 1 year, okay? From my mouth to God's ears. When I get there, I'll teach you the 7-figure way, okay? But for today, I can teach you and walk you through how to get to where you want to be based on where I've been able to elevate in my big business. As I mentioned to you at the beginning of this challenge, being able to work on that 4-figure foundation, 5-figure focus, and then ultimately 6-figure sales. I've hit those boxes, I've checked those boxes, and that's where I can speak to you, okay? I could also direct you to my 7-figure success earners as well in my circle. And once I'm there in that circle and I'm doing multiple 7 figures a year, I'll definitely teach you that there, okay? But for here, being able to for you to get to your next level, whether it be 4, 5, or 6 figures, using something like a paid newsletter as your primary income or supplemental income, like I said, is definitely something you can do, okay? So on this list of 5+ ways to get paid, growing your email list, 1, creating a paid newsletter. 2, working on upsell offers. 3, that's what I call triple X your success. The 3 strategy is going to help you triple your profits, okay? I'm not going to do that today because if I do that, we're going to be on here for forever. And I said this 3-day challenge, I wanted to keep it short, sweet, but really information packed for you. So 20 minutes is all I really wanted to do, okay? But like I said, 3 is about triple X your success, how to triple your profits when it comes to paid newsletters and growing your email list. There are 5+ strategies on that list, as well as, again, 10+ ways to really dig into the top 10 trending strategies as far as digital marketing that you need to be aware of. Because to be honest with you, baby, in this economy, what worked before for a lot of folks ain't working no more. And I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs have to close their virtual doors and go back to a 9-to-5 because they don't know how to sustain. I've been doing this for over 20 years. In good times, bad time, recession or not, I'm still here with my online business. So I know the strategies that you need to do to maintain, sustain, recession-proof yourself. And I want to be able to share those solutions with you. 10 trending digital marketing strategies either you need to be aware of and or implementing. You get that as part of the 6-week program. You get the 7 digital side hustles, as well as 5 simple subscription programs. all of those things, plus the 6-week program, literally practically free, because what you're going to get from me in the 6 weeks, baby, and if you could work on, if you say you're serious about being ready for revenue, if you could literally in the next 6 weeks work on your paid newsletter, or even start off with just a free one, being able to supplement whatever it is you're bringing in right now with a couple hundred dollars or a couple of thousand dollars, that for me, that's the win. That's the key. That's the win. That's the key. So that's it. That's it for me. I'm going to check in with you tomorrow because there are a few more things that I do want to say and share. But this is the good I'm going to drop on you today. Think about paid newsletter subscriptions a little bit more. Think about if you have one or you want to create one, what kind of upsell offer would you put into it or talk about within it to generate potentially even more from your paid newsletter subscribers. And then I'm going to check in with you on day number 4. We're done day 3, okay? But there's a little bit more good for me. I'll check in with you tomorrow too, okay? As always, anything else that you need from me, feel free to email, send me a voice message, or join us in the community as part of the paid newsletter project, 6-week project, okay? Until then, take care.